This is Senator Al Simpson. Zealot environmentalists are hysterically going after President Bush's handling of the Alaskan oil spill. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, surely you won't join with those pointing their bony fingers at George Bush as being part of the problem with the ugly oil spill. He sent people to review the situation and troops to help in the cleanup. The president very much wants to make certain that everything is being done to solve the problem. Officials are now investigating to see if the captain of the Exxon Valdez was on the sauce while at the ship's helm or after the accident. If he was, he should be dealt with in the toughest terms. George Bush pledged a new attitude toward the environment as part of his new administration. That was an honest pledge, Ted. It is troubling for all of us to see our pristine oceans fouled in this way, but holding the President of the United States somehow responsible is wrong and grossly unfair.
Al, there's blame enough for everyone on that spill, starting with Exxon. But for a president who wants to be known as the environmental president, President Bush sure took his time getting involved. 24 hours after the tanker hit the reef, it was obvious that the accident was the worst oil spill in U.S. history. Within a day or two more, it was clear that the industry and local officials couldn't contain it. Night after night, the nation saw news reports of that sickening slick spreading hundreds of miles, staining everything in sight. Yet President Bush waited 2 full weeks, Al, before he finally acted. What was he waiting for, the slick to hit Washington? To make matters worse, the president kept insisting he wouldn't change his plans to allow oil drilling in the vast Arctic Wildlife Refuge. The president means well on the environment, Al, but it'll take a lot more on-the-job training to make this oil president an environmental president, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the minimum wage. Does President Bush really want to make this his first veto? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.